Good evening, everyone. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, and this is SCARS, the South Coast Amateur Radio Service. This net is conducted under the guidelines of the SCARS organization and further follows the rules outlined in FCC Part 97 and Good Amateur Practice. This SCARS server is supplied by the Great Lakes Reflector System provided by Kilo Bravo 8, Zulu Golf Lima. And all contacts and requests for information will be handled through the net control. When contact with another station is made, please move off the system and establish a contact direct so the net may continue. In fairness to all, short-time stations will not be recognized as such. All stations will be worked in the order in which they've checked in. Information regarding our operation may be found at www.scarsvoip.com. Your net controls this evening are several, but my call is Kilo 6 Sierra United November. My name is Kathleen. I'm merely opening it up this evening. I'm located in the city of Port St. Lucie, Florida, where we currently have a temperature of 74. It was a high of about 82 today. But starting tomorrow, Greg, I will be flying over your area, heading up to Traverse City to spend some time with my son. So I'll be in those temps. So prior to starting, I'd like to ask if there's any emergency traffic or anything out of the ordinary that needs to be handled at this time. If so, please come aboard. All right, hearing nothing, is there anyone celebrating a birthday this week, last week, or maybe the upcoming week that would like to come aboard so we could say happy, happy? All right, hearing no birthday stations. This is the monthly Thursday Informational Net Open Forum, or TIN for short. This net is conducted to provide information pursuant to amateur-related subjects and or other areas of general interest to those participating. All are encouraged to participate and ask questions of our guest speaker or speakers. And once again, we always record these sessions, so if you've been part of this session tonight, you'll be part of that recording. Our program tonight is Christmas Trivia, and hopefully you will all have a lot of fun tonight with this. So at this point, I'm going to throw it over to the next person who's going to talk, and that's you, KY6C, from Kilo 6 Sierra United November. You know, the gavel's all yours.
Okay. Thanks, pretty lady. Good evening, everybody. Gordon here, KY6V. And tonight's program, as already noted, is going to be honoring Christmas. And we're just around the corner to that. Our research has found quite a bit of information available on the internet as to riddles and trivia, all about Christmas. So let's sit back and enjoy. Some of the questions will be grouped together and allow you to select one you would like to answer, and others will be handled one at a time at the discretion of the narrator. So let's get it rolling here. Please welcome our first narrator for the evening, Dave W. GW8SZL out there in Wales. Dave, are you ready, sir? And ho, 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 over.
Ho, ho, ho there, Gordon, and I most certainly am. It's just gone midnight here. We got 29 degrees, Foxtrot. It's a bit chilly outside, to put it mildly. Okay, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Please help yourselves to the eggnog on the sidebar, along with snacks for the night. Okay, I'm going to group the first two questions together, and then I'll call for any stations who would like to answer both questions. You can just answer one, or you can answer both of them. Okay, so the first question is, where does Santa Claus live? And the second question is, what do we leave out for Santa on Christmas Eve? So where does Santa Claus live, and what do we leave out for Santa on Christmas Eve? So if anyone would like to take a shot at both of those questions, or just one of them, please call me with your call signs from Golf Whiskey 8, Sierra, Zulu, Lima.
Well, I'd like to grab this one if I can. Six, Victor.
Okay, I've got KY6V. Is there anybody else? Okay, nothing heard, so it's all up to you there, Gordon. KY6VQW8SZL.
Yeah, okay, thanks, Dave. I wanted to grab this one because there's a little bit of added information that some people may not know about. The first question, where does Santa Claus live? And that's the North Pole. And the reason I wanted to grab this is that if anybody would look up where the North Pole is, you're going to get an answer in the search files that comes back at you and says it's in Alaska. And the reason for that is there is a town in Alaska, believe it or not, independent of the real North Pole, that is called the North Pole. So there you have it, and there comes the confusion with it. Milk and cookies is number two, David, KY6V, over.
Okay, there, Gordon, and yes, I was aware that there's actually a place called the North Pole in Alaska. And the only reason I know that is there's a net that was started there that's now international net, and it's called the Alaska Morning Net. And it started in the place called the North Pole. If you go and look up where the nodes are located, you will see it comes to the North Pole. It's recorded as North Pole, Alaska. And that's the only reason I knew that particular answer. And, yep, you obviously are quite correct with the milk and cookies being left out for Santa on Christmas Eve. So I'll put it back to you one more time there, Gordon. I wonder if you knew about the net. From Golf Whiskey 8 Sierra Zulu Lima.
Well, I'm familiar with the net, Dave. I didn't realize they were that close in geographical location. So that was new to me. Yeah, you know, when I found out that the North Pole had a zip code, I had to look further, and that's when I fell into Alaska. Go ahead, David.
K2DY.
Yeah, okay there, Gordon. Well, the net started off on a local repeater there at the North Pole in Alaska, and it's gone international. And that's the only reason I knew there was a North Pole in Alaska. Okay, so you got both questions correct. You got two ticks on my little piece of paper here. And the next question, which I had to look up personally myself, is who tries to stop Christmas from coming by stealing all the things related to Christmas from the Who's? That's Whiskey Hotel Oscar Sierra. And I'll give a little clue on that. The Who's are the inhabitants of a place called Whoville. So who tries to stop Christmas from coming by stealing all the things related to Christmas from the Who's? Who'd like to take a shot at that one? From GW8SZL.
David, I heard Delta Yankee Robert in Australia trying in between the last go over.
Yeah, I've got Robert there. So anybody apart from Robert, VK2DY, would like to have a go at that question? Okay, that question's all yours, Robert. VK2DY, GW8SZL.
GW8SZL, VK2DY. 22 degrees Charlie here, about 73 Foxtrot. It's Robert, VK2DY, in Kellyville Ridge, New South Wales, but all part of the urban sprawl that is Sydney. Anyway, I believe, let's see, it's the brothers. Is it Wickham? Where is W? They begin with W. Everything in the book begins with W except Horton. So I think it's like Wickham Brothers. I think that's the answer. Just as a side note, here in Australia, it's not uncommon to leave beer out for Santa. VK2DY, back to now.
Yeah, VK2DY, GW8SZL. Well, I've never read that particular book, but I did see the film once. And, yeah, I think the Witching Brothers are in there. But it wasn't the answer. The question was, who tries to stop Christmas from coming by stealing all things related to Christmas from the Whos? And the answer, Robert, was the Grinch. The Grinch was the answer. Back to you.
I confused Horton Hears a Who with The Grinch Stole Christmas. Yeah, it should have been The Grinch. It was an easy question. I blew it. Thanks a lot, BK2DY.
Yeah, no problems there, Robert. Okay, I'm going to go on now to a little riddle. And what I'm going to ask is, what is the place where there is Christmas before Thanksgiving? What is the place where there is Christmas before Thanksgiving? Anybody like to take a shot at that one from GW8SNL? Okay, hearing nothing. And the answer to the question, what is the place where there is Christmas before Thanksgiving? And the answer is, the dictionary is the only place where you can find Christmas before Thanksgiving. Okay, I'm going to move on to the next one. What do you wait for all year long, and it just ends up looking like a giant human sock? What do you wait for all year long, and it just ends up looking like a giant human's sock? Any takers on that one?
Six, Victor. And the bigger, the better.
KY6V, GW8SZL. Okay there, Gordon. I know what I would like in mine, but I've already got it. It's not under the Christmas tree. It's been on test upstairs in the shack. But it will end up under the Christmas tree before Christmas Day. KY6V, GW8SZL.
Yeah, okay. I think the answer we're looking for there is the Christmas stocking. It's always been a great tradition in our household. And the bigger the family, you know, the more socks. So on goes the Merry Mary. KY6V, go ahead, sir.
From GW8SZL. Well, that'll be a pretty big Christmas stocking because upstairs I've got an FTDX10 to go in. I don't think it'll fit in the stockings. But the answer is correct. Christmas stockings. Thank you very much for that, Gordon. And we're going to move on to the next one. Why wouldn't a turkey want to have a fancy Christmas meal during Christmas time? Why wouldn't the turkey want to have a fancy Christmas meal during Christmas time? I wonder if you've got any takers for that one from GW8SZL.
Uniform Mike Quebec.
Okay, I've got Woody, KO4UMQ. Is there anybody else? Okay, hearing nobody. So it's all up to you there, Woody. KO4UMQ, GW8SZL.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, because it was already stuffed. That's a good one. Back over to you, Dave. It's KO4UMQ.
KO4UMQ, GW8SZL. Yep, you have the correct answer, because it's already been stuffed by then. And you win a cookie there, Woody. You win a Christmas cookie. What do you think of that? From GW8SZL.
Oh, I hope it's one of them good sugar cookies with the little sprinkles on top. I love them things.
Okay there, Woody. And thanks for answering that question. And next we have, what do you get when you cross an apple and a Christmas tree? What do you get when you cross an apple and a Christmas tree? Any takers for that one?
Full Scott.
Okay, I've got Kilo Echo 5 Alpha Lima Foxtrot. And hearing nobody else, I'm going to put it straight over to you there, Greg, from GW8SZL.
I'm pretty sure I know the answer to this one, but I want to know, do I get a prize too? Do I get a cookie or something if I get the correct answer? Well, my answer is going to be a pineapple. Ha ha.
Okay there, Greg. Well, you're correct. You will get a pineapple, but that's not the gift. I think I got enough cookies here to go around to everybody who gets the correct answer. So, you win a cookie. I might have a chocolate one here or something like that. It's just especially for you there, Greg. Okay, thanks for the coming in and answering that particular question. And now next we have, who was the author of A Christmas Carol? Who was the author of A Christmas Carol? Looking for takers on this one. Okay, not a lot of people out there read actual books then. I'm going to give it one more go. Who was the author of A Christmas Carol?
Come on, KB9EWG. I know you read a lot of books. You probably know the answer.
Well, I'm not a big book reader, but I know the answer. It's Dickens. Charles Dickens are... you always hear it, Charles Dickens, A Christmas Story. A Christmas Carol there, yep, so... And good evening, Dave, from KB9EWG.
Yeah, good evening, David, as well. KB9EWG, well, Charles Dickens was the author of A Christmas Carol. Okay, thanks for that there. And, okay, next question. What made Frosty come to life in the movie Frosty the Snowman? What made Frosty come to life in the movie Frosty the Snowman? Any takers?
Oh, I know this one. Uniform Mike Quebec.
Okay there, Woody, for your second chocolate cookie. Go ahead with your answer.
Yeah, it was his hat. And I always wanted one of those when I was a kid so I can make my snowman come to life. But his hat did it. Back over to you, KO4 UMQ.
Okay, yeah, I remember that particular movie. And you are quite correct, it was his hat. But, yes, making your snowman come to life. Yeah, that would have been interesting, to say the least. Okay, thank you for that there, Woody. And, of course, you go in another cookie. Okay, the next question. Why did the other reindeers pick on Rudolph? Okay, no takers on that one. It was, of course, because of his big red nose. Okay, moving on down. What did the bald man ask as a gift from Santa Claus that he promised he would never part with? What did the bald man ask as a gift from Santa Claus that he promised he would never part with? Any takers?
ALF.
Okay there, Greg, from Golf with Ski 8, Sierra Zulu Lima. Over to you.
I just had to answer that one. Being a bald man myself, it's got to be a comb. I can't part my hair anymore. I haven't been able to do that in 40 years. So it's got to be a comb. My answer is a comb.
Okay there, Greg. And of course you are correct. It is a comb. And you win another cookie. And... Right, where am I? Okay, and the next one. I have needles all over me, but cannot sew anything. Who am I?
Six, Victor.
Okay there, Gordon, KY6V2W8SZL. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm still laughing about that last question, the comb. Tell you a quick story. You know, my father was prematurely bald at the age of about 20. And when I was a teenager growing up, one morning I was walking down the hall, and he was in the bathroom looking in the mirror, and he was trying to part the two hairs that he had on the top of his head. And I started laughing at him. And obviously he got very angry at me. And he says, son, he says, I'm going to keep parting these until I've only got one up there. Any rate, you're talking about a Christmas tree on this one. Go ahead, David.
I can just imagine that happening there. It's two hairs on the head. Thank you for that there, Gordon. And yes, you are obviously and quite correct. It is a Christmas tree. And... next we have, which year would Christmas and New Year come in the same year? Which year would Christmas and New Year come in the same year. Any takers?
Yeah, I'm seeing a key up from Hams, but I've got a answer coming in from the other side of the room from Kathy for that one. Over.
Yeah, okay there, Gordon. And, yeah, I'm just having a look at it. I've got to turn around and have a look at another screen. I'm down in the alternate shack downstairs at the moment, so nothing is directly in front of me. Okay, I'll go for with Kathy's answer. So I'll put it back to you. From GW8SZL.
Yeah, no, she's a pretty sharp lady. I guess that's why she's a school teacher. Anyway, she popped right up and she says, I think it's every year. Over.
Okay, from Golf Whiskey 8, Sierra Zulu Lima, and another cookie winner there. Very, very good answer there. Yep, absolutely, it's every year. Okay, and the next question we have is, what is it that you can catch easily but cannot throw, especially during December? What is it that you can catch easily but cannot throw, especially during December? Wonder if you've got any takers for that one, from GW8SZL.
Well, I'll tell you about this Kathy. She's really getting with it. She says a cold. I'm not sure where she's getting all these answers, but that's pretty good. Over.
Yeah, from GW8SZL. Well, that is also the correct answer. I'm going to have to get Admiral Sue to bake a whole lot of cookies to send out to everybody with a correct answer, I think, Gordon. And hopefully they won't go off on the aircraft going across the pond. Okay, thank you very much for that, Miss Sunshine in the background as well. Okay, what is it that you can What is it that you can catch easily? Oh, I've done that one, sorry. Next one. Oh dear, I'm getting late here. Okay, in the film Home Alone, where are the McAllisters going on vacation when they leave Kevin behind? So in the film Home Alone, which I'm sure everybody's watched at some time or other, where are the McAllisters going on vacation when they leave Kevin behind? Any takers on that one?
KE5ALF.
Okay, Greg, KE5ALF. I wonder if you're going to win yet another cookie. So in the film Home Alone, where are the McAllisters going on vacation when they leave Kevin behind? Over to you.
Didn't they all load up in a station wagon and go to Wally World or something like that? Or was that the wrong movie? I'm not sure. Maybe I'm wrong.
Okay there, Greg. Well, the actual answer was Paris. I think Kevin might have went to Wally World, but the actual McAllisters were going on vacation to Paris. I can't remember where Kevin ended up, but you might be right there. Back to you, KE5ALF, GW8SZL.
Echo Whiskey Golf.
Okay, stand by there, Greg. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, Greg, speaking of National Lampoon's Vacation, where they loaded up in the stage wagon with the Wally World there. KB9EWG.
Oh, I had the wrong movie. Oh, well. I tried. I was trying to get another cookie. I guess I didn't make it.
From GW8SNL. Okay there, Alf, and thank you, David EWG, as well. Okay, we've got another movie question now, another Christmas movie question. Now, the movie Miracle on 34th Street is based on a real-life department store. But what is that department store called? So the movie Miracle on 34th Street is based on a real-life department store. But what is that department store actually called? Any takers for this one?
BK2DY.
Okay. We've got one taker for this particular question. VK2DY, I know. Do you want me to send you a cookie if you get the answer right? VK2DY, go ahead, Robert.
Well, I was going to guess Grace Brothers, but I think I'll guess the right answer, Macy's. VK2DY.
Oh, that made me laugh there, Robert. Okay, you got Macy's. Grace Brothers, yeah. Are you being served? I think that was the wedding with John Inman and the rest of them, I think. So I'll put it back to you. BK2DYGW8SZL.
Gee, and I thought it was Sears and Roebuck. Boy, was I wrong.
Yeah, okay then, Greg. BK2DYGW8SZL. Yeah, Grace Brothers, they did Christmas specials as well on Are You Being Served, if my memory serves me correctly from all those years ago. Do you have any final comment before I move on with the next question? Robert, that is, VK2DY.
No, we actually used to have a store here called Grace Brothers. They renamed Myers after a while, but anyway, it's not the same Grace Brothers as in the UK. Thanks again, VK2DY.
Yeah, maybe the Are You Being Served series never made it to VK land. I don't know, but thanks, Robert. Okay, moving on. In A Christmas Carol, what was the first name of Scrooge? In A Christmas Carol, what was the first name of Scrooge?
Six, Victor.
Okay there, Gordon. Now, you want to win another cookie from GW8SZO.
Oh, goody, goody. Well, I'm going to say Ebenezer. I remember this from when I was a kid, and I said, gee, that's a funny name. And it stuck with me ever since. Go ahead, Dave, KY6V.
Okay, in A Christmas Carol, what was the first name of Scrooge? And you win yourself a cookie there, Gordon. As I said, Admiral Sue's got a lot of baking to do. You got the correct answer? That is Ebenezer. And I think that was also the first name of, I can't remember the series now. John Four played, I can't remember it now. It wasn't the Sweetie. It was when he was the inspector. I can't remember it. Anyway, the character's first name in that was actually Ebenezer. Okay, I'm digressing. I'm going off on tangents. All right, the next one. This is a Christmas carol that has no sound or music. But what is it? This is a Christmas carol that has no sound or music. What is it? Looking for any takers on this one? Okay, no takers on that one. So the answer to this is a Christmas carol that has no sound or music. It is actually called The Silent Night. Okay, let's move on to the next one. Who was the one man who has cookie sheets covering his bed? Who was the one man who has cookie sheets covering his bed? Any takers?
I'll take a stab at that one, Six Victor.
Okay, Gordon. Over to you.
I'm just looking for another cookie. Isn't that a heck of a thing to think about? Being covered in your bed with cookie sheets? It's the gingerbread man. I'll bet he slept very poorly. KY6V, over.
From GW8SZL, yes, and you win another cookie as well there, Gordon. And, that's a good one, that is. Cookie sheets covering his bed. I wonder if they were crocheted together or they were just knitted together. I don't know, but I would have thought, he wouldn't have to go very far for a midnight snack, that's for sure. Okay. Next, we have this one. I get killed. I get dressed. I get trinkets. And everyone smiles, looking at my star. But what am I? Looking for any other takers on this one?
Whiskey Delta X-ray.
Okay, we have Bernie, KB9WDX. Are you looking for a cookie for a correct answer there, Bernie, from GW8SZL?
Okay, we did it kind of fast, and I don't remember seeing that question. So sometimes when you used to mention star, first thing that came to my mind was Christmas tree. K9WDX.
Congratulations there, Vernie. You are correct. It is a Christmas tree, and you're going to win a cookie baked by Admiral Sue's fair hand. I think she's going to need a commercial oven for all these cookies that she's got to bake, you see. Okay, thank you there, Bernie, for popping in with that answer. And next we have, oh, this is an interesting one. I am an egg, but you will have to drink me. What am I? I am an egg, but you will have to drink me. What am I? Looking for any cakers.
WDX, I was waiting to see if anybody else would jump in there, because I don't know if I'm supposed to come in again or not.
Bernie, you can come in as many times as you want. That's not a problem at all. And you can win as many cookies as you want as well. KB9WDX, GW8SZO.
GW8SZL, K9WDX, I think you said I'm an egg, but you have to drink me. I'll say eggnog, K9WDX.
KB9WDX, GW8SZL. Well, you win another cookie there, Bernie. Another cookie. Yep, the answer is correct. It's eggnog. Okay, well done. That's two cookies for Bernie. And we'll, the next question. Is which one of Santa's reindeer has the same name as another holiday mascot? Which one of Santa's reindeer has the same name as another holiday mascot? Anybody like to take a shot at this one?
Six Victor, Kathy saying from across the family room, it's Cupid. Over.
Okay, Kathy says Cupid. There was a key up from the ham conference. Was there somebody else wanting to come in with an answer before I give the right answer? GW8SNL is listening.
AOF.
Yeah, Zulu Lima 2 Bravo, because Zulu coming in on Enzel. Am I getting an okay, Dave?
Okay, I've got Greg, and I've got Paul, ZL2BEZ. Yep, you're coming in fine. And I'll give you a chance to answer the question in a moment there, Paul, but no problems whatsoever. Okay, so we got an answer from Miss Sunshine there of Cupid. Let's go into Greg and see if you concur. K5ALF, GW8SNL.
Okay, my answer is Roger. Roger Rabbit from Easter.
Okay there, Greg. I got you down as the Easter Bunny. Okay, Paul, ZL2VEZ. Not sure if you heard the question, but it is if you didn't hear it. I'll repeat it anyway. Which one of Santa's reindeer has the same name as another holiday mascot? Over to you, Paul. I'm laughing here. Zulu Lima 2 Bravo Echo Zulu. Golf Whiskey 8 Sierra Zulu Lima.
Oh, I don't know, probably Rudolph or something, like that, or Donner or Blitzen or whatever. But I was trying to break in before, but it looks like the other guys were a bit quick on the trigger. Anyway, 73ZL2BZ, just listening.
Okay there, Paul. Greg, Roger Rabbit, the Easter Bunny? No. Unfortunately not, that's a bit too late after Christmas. And of course the correct answer, Miss Sunshine's got it there, is Cupid. And Paul, you didn't get it, you didn't win a cookie this time, neither did Greg, but Miss Sunshine's stocking up those cookies that is winning. Okay, now the next one is, how many gifts in total were given in the 12 Days of Christmas song? How many gifts in total were given in the 12 Days of Christmas song? Okay, I didn't know this particular answer, but it's interesting. Okay, looking for anybody who'd like to take a shot at that particular question. Tom GW8SZL.
Echo Whiskey Golf.
Okay, I've got David, KB9EWG. Anybody else would like to take a shot at that one? Okay, nothing hurt. So, another cookie for David, maybe. KB90WG2W8SZL.
Well, the number, I guess, is 364. And the total cost of those at the current rates would be $45,523.27. But if you were to, you know, buy all the gifts, you know, each time around, the total cost, adjusting for current cost and everything nowadays, would be $194,951.59 there, KB90WG.
KB90WG2W8SZL. Yes. Now, the correct answer was 364, but inflation and everything else. Yeah, I think I got to remortgage the house there for that. Okay, thank you for that, David. And next we have, oh, this is an interesting one. What was Frosty the Snowman's nose made out of? What was Frosty the Snowman's nose actually made out of? Do we have any takers on this one? GW8SZL.
Zulu.
Okay, I've got ZL2BEZ. Welcome back there, Paul. And what would you think the answer to that particular question is? From Golf Whiskey 8, Sierra Zulu Lima.
GW8SZL, ZL2BEZ. I think it might have been made of a carrot. Over.
Okay, ZL2BZ, GW8SZL. Well, actually the answer is a button. A button. But Sue said you can have a cookie anyway there, Paul. How about that? ZL2BZ, GW8SZL.
Okay, Dave, no problem. I'd probably get the wrong cartoon character there. Anyway, not to worry. I've got some cookies already here, so I'm chomping away. I pre-prepared earlier, over.
Okay there, Paul. Thanks for taking a shot at the question. Yeah, there's so many snowmen in Santa or Christmas-type films, I should say. Santa-type films. It's so easy to get confused. You can have a cookie anyway. It's Christmas time, so we're sharing. Okay, next we have, I am red and white, I am moving in circles, and am I again red and white, and red and white, what am I? So, I'll repeat that again, there was a lot of red and whites in there. I am red and white, I am moving in circles, and I am again red and white, what am I? Any takers on this one from GW8SZL? Okay, no takers on that one. Well, it's Santa's clothes in a washing machine. So, I am red and white. I'm moving in circles. I'm red and white and red and white. Yep, Santa's clothes in a washing machine. Okay, how about this one then? I am a reindeer. I belong to Santa. I am known to be disrespectful and impolite. Who am I? I'll just repeat that once again. I am a reindeer. I belong to Santa. I am known to be disrespectful and impolite. Who am I? Any takers? Okay. Well, the answer was Rudolph. Very Rudolph. Rudolph the reindeer. Okay. I like to rhyme, and I have 12 larger-than-life gifts that you would get around the Christmas season. What am I? I like to rhyme, and I have 12 larger-than-life gifts that you would get around the Christmas season. What am I? Any takers?
Six, Victor. It's got to be 12 days of Christmas with a 12 in there.
KY6V, GW8SZL. Well, guess what, Gordon? You win yet another cookie. The famous Christmas carol that is named 12 Days of Christmas was the correct answer. What are you going to do with all these cookies, Gordon? GW8SZL.
Well, you know, the problem has compounded here. I don't know the answer to that yet. you know, Kathy's put her fair share in here, and she's got a lot of cookies. We're going to have a heck of a lot of cookies. Over.
KY63TW8SRL. Well, you're going to have a great great Christmas with all those cookies. For sure of that. And you're right. Miss Sunshine's got quite a few answers as well. So she's got a load of cookies too. So, okay. And what have we got up next? Okay, here we go. I am mostly used as a Christmas present. I come in a can, and I am disliked by many. But what am I? I am mostly used as a Christmas present. I come in a can, and I am disliked by many. But what actually am I? Looking for any further check-ins who'd like to take a shot at that particular question.
KB9EWG.
Okay, KB9EWG. Go ahead, David.
Probably one of the most re-gifted items. And seen it in many different competitions and that as well. It's got to be the fruitcake, KB9EWG. And I, for one, am one of the ones that's not a fan of it. Back to you, Dave.
KB9EWG, TW8SZL. Well, you have the correct answer. It is indeed a fruitcake. But I'm not too fond of them, but as Admiral Sue will back up on this, I'll eat anything. No matter what it is. But fruitcake is not my favorite. You know, if I had a choice, I go for a triple chocolate gâteau or something like that, you know. But that's my choice, but I'll usually eat anything. Okay, thank you very much for that, David. Okay, at this point, before I pass it on to the next narrator, I would like to ask for any check-ins or any comments so far. If there are any check-ins or comments, please call now.
I'm Victor Echo 7, Papa Golf Kilo, just checking in.
Victor Echo 7, Papa Golf Kilo. Good morning, Ken, from Golf Whiskey 8, Sierra Zulu Lima. Okay, do you have any comments, or as I said, are you just going to just check it in for the list there, Ken? Go ahead.
Oh, I just joined you. I'm trying to find which page you guys are on now.
Yeah, okay there, Ken. I'm just about to pass it on to the next narrator there. So nice to hear you on. So with that, I am looking for Mr. Greg, Kilo Echo 5, Alpha Lima Foxtrot. I'm sure you're out there, Greg, unless you're actually eating all those cookies you just won. K5ALS, this is GW8SZL.
Well, I would be, Dave, but I only won 3 cookies. I'm kind of disappointed. I wanted a little bit more. I'm a big guy, kind of heavy set. I'm not going to say I'm fat, but I'm heavy set, and I like my cookies. This is Kilo Echo 5, Alpha Lima Foxtrot, filling in for Whiskey 4, Romeo Foxtrot Juliet, who has some things going on, and he wasn't able to carry on tonight. So anyway, let's carry on with this. Good evening, everyone. My part of this program tonight is to continue with the trivia and reveals, and also make sure that you know that our virtual liquor cabinet, and oh my God, there's so many bottles of whiskey and booze up here you just can't believe. Our wine cellar, massive amount of wine. And beer dispenser, over 100 different types of beer on draft. So I'm sure you won't be disappointed. And you can have all that you desire. That being said, let's get on with our questions. My first question is, in the opening scene of Charlie Brown's Christmas, the characters are seen enjoying which winter recreational activity?
Victor Echo 7, Papa Golf Kilo.
And Whiskey Delta X-Ray.
Okay, we got two people looking for this. Let's go with the first one, Victor Echo 7, Papa Geek. Papa Golf Kilo.
Yeah, I do believe it's skating.
Yes, sir, that's correct. You've got the correct answer. Very good. I guess I'll carry on a tradition and give you a cookie for that answer. Let's go on to the next question. What was the first company that used Santa Claus in advertising?
Well, I'll try another one. Papa Golf Kilo.
Okay, Papa Golf Kilo, what's your answer?
Coca-Cola.
And you are absolutely correct. I'm giving away another cookie. Not too bad. I've given away two so far. Now, this one has also been known to be answered earlier, but in a different precept. So let's try this. What Christmas beverage is also known as milk punch? Really? No answers? I'll ask it again. What Christmas beverage is also known as milk punch?
Kathy just threw one out again, Greg. She's saying eggnog. Over.
And that's absolutely correct. We got a chocolate chip cookie for her. Let's go on to a riddle. We've done a question, now let's do a riddle. I am a man during winters, but I might be a source of water during spring. What am I? Really? No answers? Come on, somebody. You've got to figure this one out. It's simple. Come on. I am a man during winter, but I might be a source of water during the spring. What am I?
Whiskey Delta X-ray. I guess I doubled with you last time.
Okay, go ahead, Whiskey Delta X-ray. Let's hear your answer.
Let's say Snowman, or Frosty the Snowman, K9WDX.
Outstanding, sir. You got a cookie coming to you. Okay, next riddle. I am metallic. I am shiny. And I love hanging around the Christmas tree party. What am I?
Whiskey Delta X-ray.
I got you, Bernie. Whiskey Delta X-ray. Go ahead.
Well, sometimes we put that on a Christmas tree. Tinsel, K9WDX, was my guess.
Well, there goes another cookie winner. You got to love this one. We're doing pretty good here. I'm giving away a lot of cookies. I got to make sure I got some left over for me. So I'll have some. Okay, next riddle. You buy me to eat, but you will never eat me. Not even on Christmas. What am I?
Sierra Zulu Lima.
Sierra Zulu Lima. Dave, go ahead. What's your answer, sir?
From GW8S.L, well, my guess would be the cutlery. The cutlery. I did actually eat the end off a plastic fork once. I wonder why it was a bit hard, but that's another story. The cutlery there, Greg. Go ahead.
I can't even picture that. But you won a cookie. Now, the problem is I want to make sure that when I ship it down there to where you are, down under, that it'll still be fresh and it won't be stale, but we'll see what we can do. All right, next riddle question. I fall from the sky, and I am more beautiful than rain. Not a single piece would be as same as mine. What am I?
Whiskey Delta X-ray.
Okay, Whiskey Delta X-ray. Seems like you're the only one coming back with a possible answer. What's your answer, sir?
Well, I'm going to say Snowflake. You say they're all different. K9WDX.
K9WDX, you are absolutely correct, and you've got a chocolate chip cookie coming your way, sir. Now, out of the riddles and into a question. In which century was the term Xmas coined?
Papa Golf Kilo.
Okay, Ken, Papa Golf Kilo. Well, let's hear your answer, sir.
1100.
Sorry, sir, that is not correct. Let's try again. In what century was the term Xmas, not Christmas, but Xmas, coined?
Well, Kathy's doing it again, Greg. You know, she's a history teacher. She's saying the 16th century.
Oh, my God. She's on a roll. I hope all these cookies that I'm going to be sending her and everybody else is sending her is not going to add to anything, okay? Let's go to the next question. What Christmas decoration was originally made from strands of silver?
Oh, Victor Echo 7, Papa Golf Kilo, I'll take a crack at this one. Tinsel?
Oh, Ken, you're doing great, man. Papa Golf Kilo, you're doing great. That was the correct answer. A cookie for you, sir. All right, next question. Traditionally, which ornament must be placed on the top of a Christmas tree?
Whiskey Delta X-ray. Well, I'm not sure which one it should be because we used to put two different ones on top there. Some years we'd put a star on top and sometimes we would put an angel. So I don't know which one I should guess. Angel, I don't know. KNIWDX.
Well, sir, I got to tell you that both of those answers are correct. An angel or a star. So you get two cookies. Two cookies. Now, do you want chocolate chip or whatever kind of cookie you want, you just let me know. And we'll make sure you get that. Okay, now I'm going to move on to a riddle. I am slim. I am stuffed. I am a child's favorite king, especially during Christmas time. Who am I? Come on, people. That's not really this hard. Think about it. I am slim. I am stuffed. I am a child's favorite king, especially during Christmas time. Who am I? Think about the clue I gave you. King. King. Really? I'm not going to be able to give away any cookies? This is fantastic. I can't believe it. Come on, Gordon. Tell me that Kathy doesn't know the answer to this one. I can't believe that.
No, she's being quiet on this one, sir. I'm sorry.
I can't believe I stumped everybody. And I gave you a clue when I said king. How about a stocking? Get it? Stocking? Okay. Next riddle. I have a body with brown arms, white eyes, and funny feet. You might love to eat me, too. What am I?
Could you give me that again over?
30YL, this is KAEFAOF. Go ahead, sir. Let's hear your answer.
No, I missed the question. My internet's not very good, so I'm just testing this to make sure it works. I'm doing it through my iPad, so I'm just testing it to make sure it works. My internet's very, very choppy. I'm through my radio shack now, and my router is through in the living room, and I've got a wee router in here, but it's not doing the job. So, and I'm the Virgin Media, so that's cable company in Scotland. So, I'm just wondering how this is doing, because I've to phone Virgin in the morning. If this is not working, I'm going to be phoning them. So. Yeah, I'm just wondering how, because I was speaking to a guy, you know, saying that my audio wasn't very good. It was like I was underwater and nobody could hear me.
I am totally sorry. On my end, that was all garbled. Did anybody make sense of that transmission? Again, I'm going to ask, did anybody make sense of that last transmission? I couldn't understand it. It was totally garbled to me. Okay, moving on. I'm going to ask the question again. I have a body with brown arms, white eyes, a funny feet, and you might love to eat me too. What am I?
Victor Echo 7, Papa Golf Kilo, I'll take a crack at it. A gingerbread cookie?
Yes, sir, you got it right on the nose. Now the question is, do you want a chocolate chip cookie or do you want a gingerbread cookie for your award?
I'll take a chocolate chip, please.
You got it, sir. It's on the way. Okay, let's go to the next riddle. I am found in Harry Potter. I'm also seen in The Lord of the Rings. I also make gifts and spread a smile. Who am I?
I'll say Santa's little helpers are the elves, KB9EWG.
Very good, David. Excellent answer. You got a cookie coming your way, sir. Let's go to the next riddle. People hang me, but I am not a pitcher. I am green in color, but I am not a coat. I am a plant, but I am not a mint. I am seen mostly in December, but I am not the Christmas tree. What am I?
K9WDX, I'll guess mistletoe? I don't know.
Victor Echo 7, Papa Golf Kilo, I'll guess it's holly.
Johnson, that's a correct answer. I'm impressed. All right, the next question, and this isn't trivia, this is an actual question. What was the highest grossing Christmas movie of all time?
Six, Victor. Greg, Kathy saying the Grinch, you know, she's an English teacher.
I don't know about this. I'm beginning to think this is a little one-sided, unfair. I think she just wants the cookies. I'm not sure, but she's correct. She's very correct, as usual. Let's go on to the next question. Merry Christmas to you, and I hope she loves all these cookies, by the way. What popular Christmas song was actually written for Thanksgiving? Now, this is a good one. What popular Christmas song was actually written for Thanksgiving?
Oh, Victor Echo 7, Papa Golf Kilo, I'll take a crack at this. Jingle Bells?
Yes, sir. You're correct. Very correct. I'm impressed. I didn't even know that myself, and I thought I knew everything. Well, at least my kids think I know everything, but I know I don't. Okay, next question. Which U.S. state was the first to declare Christmas as an official holiday? This is a tough one, and if you get this one, I'll be really impressed. I'll give two cookies. No, wait a minute. Let's make that three. Three cookies if you can answer this one.
Well, Victor Echo 7, Papa Golf Kilo, let's try Alabama.
All right. I'm impressed. You impressed me. Another one that I had no idea. So now you got, I think you're the leader in the cookies so far tonight, as a matter of fact. But yeah, you're correct. Okay, here's a riddle for you. I'm a musician, and I love playing the piano, but I still cannot open the piano during Christmas. Why is that? This is a tough one. Think about it. I'll say it again. I am a musician, and I love playing the piano, but I cannot open the piano during Christmas. Why?
Sierra Zulu Lima.
All right, Dave, good morning. I think it's morning for you, sir. What's your answer?
Yeah, it's 1:20 a.m. here at the moment, Greg. That's a good riddle. But I'm going to have to say, because the keys are actually inside the piano.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you. Somebody answered it. And you got it. You got it, sir. And I'm going to send you a cookie, any kind of cookie you want. We got specialty cookies up here in Michigan in the United States. So you let me know what you want, and I'll make sure that you get it. And I won't go send you just a little tiny small cookie. I'll make one the size of a dinner plate just for you, sir. Merry Christmas to you. Moving on. Let's go to the next riddle. While making a Christmas meal, you can take off my skin, and still I won't cry. But you will be in a pool of tears. Who am I?
Six, Victor. It's got to be a blooming onion.
Yes, sir. I'm getting tired of sending cookies your way. You know that? You guys are too smart down there. I don't know what else to tell you. Must be that Florida thing down there that in the weather and the warmness, and it just generates intelligence. I don't know, but yes, you're correct. You're definitely correct. Okay, next one. I came into this world as cherry and mint. Everyone covers me with pretty clothes and sometimes light fireworks around me. What am I? Hello, there must be somebody out there that knows the answer. I came into this world as Cherry and Mint. Everyone covers me with pretty clothes and sometimes light fireworks around me. What am I? Does this mean I don't have to give away another cookie because nobody knows the answer? Okay, the answer is a Christmas tree, and I get to keep a cookie for myself. Oh, man, I can't believe it. I get to keep one for me. This is cool. Amazing. Okay, here's a question for you. What was the original title for the little drummer boy?
Oh, Victor Echo 7, Papa Gold Kilo. I'll try this one, too. How about the Carol of the Drum?
Outstanding, Ken. Papa Kilo Golf, you got it, sir. You definitely got it. Cookie coming your way. All right. What well-known Christmas carol became the first song ever broadcasted from space in 1965? If any of you were born back then, of course, I was still in high school. But I'm not saying how old I am.
Well, I'll try it again, Papa Golf Kilo. How about Silent Night?
Well, Ken, I got to say this time, sir, you're wrong. Not even close, sir. Want to try again? And nobody's going to try? Well, you know, all I can say is, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bell rock. Okay, here we go. What Christmas-themed ballad premiered in St. Petersburg, Russia in 1892? I think that's back when Woody and Fred were young children, but I'm not going to go there. Anyway, what Christmas-themed ballad premiered in St. Petersburg, Russia in 1892?
Well, since I got the last one wrong, let's try this one. I'll have to be sending you back cookies here pretty soon. How about the Nutcracker?
That's a definite correct answer. You got it, so you got a cookie coming. I'm impressed. Okay. Christmas was around the corner, and a sincerely honest politician, a lovely and generally kind lawyer, and Santa were sharing the elevator in an expensive hotel. They all saw a $5 bill on the floor of the elevator. Who do you think picked up the bill? It's going to be a tough trivia question, but think about it.
Sierra Zulu Lima.
Okay, Dave, I got you. What's your answer, sir?
Well, Admiral Sue came up with the answer, and she wants a cookie as well. Well, it has to be Santa. And my reason behind it is because the other two rarely ever exist.
That is absolutely correct. Christmas is made of the English alphabet, but is still different from the English alphabet. How is that? Okay, I'll ask it again. Christmas is made of the English alphabet, but is still different from the English alphabet. How is that? Yeah, it's a pretty tough one. The answer was, because in Christmas, you get no L. Okay, you attend a Christmas party on a cruise ship. You see many people on the boat. And when you enter the cruise, there is no single person to be found. How is that possible? Oh, come on. Is this too tough for everybody? You attend a Christmas party on a cruise ship. You see many people on the boat. And when you enter the cruise, there is no single person to be found. How is that possible?
I guess I doubled with you there. K9WDX, I guess I doubled with you. I was going to say because all the people are married, I don't know.
Very good, sir, Bernie, up there in Medford. I got a cookie coming your way. If Santa's five elves take 5 minutes to make five dolls, then how long do you think 100 elves will need to make 100 dolls? This just sounds like one of those stupid questions they used to give you back in grade school.
Now, be careful how you word that. There is a school teacher out there, KB9EWG.
Yeah, I know, and I'm hoping that she won't answer that question. Okay, again, if Santa's elves take 5 minutes to make 5 dolls, how long do you think 100 elves will need to make 100 dolls? Come on, guys. I know you took high school, grade school math. Think about this one for a minute. Come on, please. Somebody give me an answer.
5 minutes, KB9EWG.
Thank you, David. I knew somebody would come up with it. Yes, exactly. 5 minutes. 500 elves, 5 minutes. If Santa Claus leaves from the North Pole a day before Christmas Eve, then which way do you think he would travel?
Well, from the North Pole, there's only one direction, south, KB90WG.
Yep, another cookie for you, Dave. I'm impressed. At this time, is there any check-ins or anything before I turn it over to the next group of questions coming up from our next neck control staff's person, Woody? Anybody want to check in and say anything? Okay, hearing nothing, I just want to say 73s to everyone out there, and I hope you have a happy holidays. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah. My wife's Jewish, so I have to say a little of both. I'm not. I celebrate Christmas and Hanukkah. I love it. We get a whole lot of time for Christmas presents off and on. But 73s to everyone, and at this point in time, I want to turn everything over to Keel Oscar 4 Uniform Mike Quebec. Woody, I say Woody, I'm so sorry, Ray. I don't know what I was thinking. I apologize. I'm going to turn this over to Ray.
No apology. My name is Woody. That's what I go by on the air. It's a nickname I've had since the day I was born. So this is KO4UMQ, and this is Woody. And so everybody, y'all tighten your safety belts because here we go. Oh, and please note, pencil sharpeners are available if you need them. So my first question to you guys tonight, what much reviled Christmas dessert is known for its long shelf life?
Well, I'll take a crack at this, BE7 Cup of Golf Kilo. How about Christmas pudding?
Oh, I'm sorry, Ken, but that's the wrong answer. It's fruitcake, so guess what you get for getting it wrong? A fruitcake, so you enjoy that. Okay, next question. In the early 1800s, the first gingerbread houses were reportedly inspired by what famous fairy tale?
Six, Victor. Kathy says on that one, Woody, this is her teaching credentials, Hansel and Gretel, over.
Oh, yes, sir. You tell that fine young lady she is correct. And instead of cookies, I'm going to switch it up, and I'm going to be passing out candy canes tonight. So Miss Kathy gets a nice big old candy cane for that answer. So my next question, this is a pretty good one. Which action film is also called a Christmas film? And there's controversy about this one. But which action film is often called a Christmas film?
KE5AOF.
Go ahead, Greg.
It's my favorite all-time Christmas show. I watch it faithfully every single Christmas, and that's called Die Hard. You haven't seen Christmas until you see Die Hard.
Yep, I agree. It's one of the good action films. I like it myself. You are absolutely correct. Die Hard is often called a Christmas film. You get a candy cane. Okay, so now for a little Christmas cheer. Santa Claus was too tired and had trouble walking, so he went to the doctor and asked for help. What did the doctor give Santa? Well, no takers on that one. The answer is, what I'm giving away, a candy cane to walk with. Ho, ho, ho. All right, another one. Santa Claus has to do his own laundry. What detergent does he use? Oh, you all will love this one, too. He is loyal to Yule Tide. Ho, ho, ho. Another good one. All right, here's one. If people are scared of Santa Claus, what would their fear be called?
K9WDX, claustrophobia? I don't know.
Ah, yes, sir, Bernie, that's it. Claustrophobia. And if you're scared of Santa Claus, that's what you have. All right, and you get yourself a candy cane. Very good, sir. Okay, riddle me this. Sweet as candy, double as fun, named like a fruit, half the work is done. Found on Christmas, a treat for everyone. What am I? Okay, no takers on that one. I'm a sugar plum. You don't hear much about those. But here's a question for you. According to legend, what holiday goodies were shaped to resemble a shepherd's staff as a way to remind children of the shepherds who visited the baby Jesus? This is probably pretty easy.
Oh, Victor Echo 7, Papa Golf Kilo. Let's try a candy cane.
Ah, yes, sir, Ken, you are absolutely correct. Candy canes, and you win one for yourself. Nicely done, sir. Now, let me introduce you to a few famous people of Christmas. First up, Santa Claus is mainly a mix of what two figures?
Well, Victor Echo 7, Papa Golf Kilo, I'll take a crack at this if nobody else wants it.
Anybody else out there want to give it a shot? If not, Ken will take it. Go ahead, Ken. Let's hear what you got.
There we go. Computer error here. St. Nicholas for English and Sint-Nicolaas or something like that for Dutch.
Well, you got half of it right. St. Nicholas is true, but that's St. Nicholas's Sint-Nicolaas in Dutch. The other character is Father Christmas. So I'll give you half a candy cane for that one. And good job, though. Thank you, sir. And which saint is celebrated on the 26th of December?
KI5RFI.
KF5RFI, I believe that's right. Give me your first name and then go ahead and answer that question.
The name here is Mac, M-A-C-K, Springdale, Arkansas. Would that be St. Nicholas?
You can join us. I'm afraid not, sir. That's an incorrect answer. It's St. Stephen is actually the correct answer. So unfortunately for you, you get a fruitcake because you didn't answer it right. Okay, so let's move on. So now let's play a little Who Am I? I'll give you some clues and let's see who can guess who the person is. The first person, this person is a wise author by day, a storyteller by night. Come the Yuletide spirit, my book will show the light. Who am I? Okay, no takers on that. And this one's been covered a few times. It's Charles Dickens, the author of The Christmas Carol. Next one, most popular of the saints, beloved by the kids, rides on a sleigh loaded with gifts. Who am I? This one's easy. Well, maybe it's not as easy as I thought it would be. That would be Saint Nick. There's another one for you. Let's give it another try. I hide around the house, checking on children at night, charged by Santa himself to say which child was naughty and which was nice. Who am I? Well, somebody tried to get in there, but it was all staticky. You want to try it one more time? Okay, well, this person is the elf on the shelf. Okay, next person. A creature of habits I am. I stole the Christmas one night. Couldn't live with myself. At the end, set things for right. Who am I?
Sierra Zulu Lima.
Well, I guess, good morning, Dave. How you doing this morning? I guess it's morning over there. It's evening here. You got an answer for me?
From GW8SZL. Well, it's 1:44 a.m. here. I'd have to take a guess, and I'd say the Grinch.
Yes, sir. You are absolutely correct. It was the Grinch. And you get yourself a candy cane, sir. Thank you for answering that. Okay. And the last one, and probably the most famous one of them all, Born Beneath a Star on a Holy Night, kings from afar came to look upon my fair and bright. Who am I?
ALF.
Yeah, sir. Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah, Woody, if I get this right, I got to ask you, though. Do I get a cookie instead of a candy cane? I really like cookies more. But I'm going to give it a chance. And if I'm correct, please give me a cookie instead of a candy cane. I want to say baby Jesus.
You are absolutely correct. It's the baby Jesus. And sure, we can give you a cookie. I'll just make it in the shape of a candy cane. How's that?
That'll work, sir. Whatever blows your skirt up. And I apologize by calling you by your first name instead of Woody. I mean, I always talk to you whenever we're on net control is Woody. I don't know why I did what I did. Sorry, sir. Happy holidays to you.
Oh, that's okay. I answer to just about anything. You can call me anything except late for dinner. Okay, so let's play Name That Location. Which country has a tradition of a witch dropping gifts for the children through the chimney at Christmas time?
Victor Echo 7, Papa Golf Kilo. Well, let's try Italy.
Oh, yes, sir. Ken, you are absolutely correct. It's Italy, and I did not know that. That was kind of an interesting little tidbit of information. And once again, you can get yourself a candy cane-shaped cookie. In which country is KFC a popular Christmas meal? Again, in which country is KFC a popular Christmas meal?
AOF, can I try for another cookie, sir? Can I? Huh? Please? Can I?
You sure can, Greg. Go ahead.
Japan? Am I right? Japan?
Yes, sir. Japan. Evidently, they prefer KFC for Christmas meals. Did not know that. That's pretty interesting. Okay, here's a fairly easy one. Where was Jesus born?
Victor Echo 7, Papa Golf Kilo. I'll take a crack at this.
Oh, go ahead, Ken.
Let's try Bethlehem.
Yes, sir. You are absolutely correct. Bethlehem was where Jesus was born. Okay, last one for the countries. What country started the tradition of putting up a Christmas tree? What country started the tradition of putting up a Christmas tree?
KI5RFI, Mac.
Yeah, go ahead, Mac.
Would that be Germany?
Yes, sir, you are absolutely correct. Germany had started the tradition of Christmas trees. Yeah, which one would you prefer, a candy cane or a candy cane-shaped cookie?
I'll take the cookie.
Very good, sir. Cookie it is. Hope you enjoy it. Okay, this is KO4UMQ. Now for something completely different. In which year was the first Christmas tree lit up in Rockefeller Center? And what year was the first Christmas tree lit up in Rockefeller Center?
AOF.
Yes, sir. Greg, what's your answer?
Well, my grandkids call me very, very old. Even though I'm only 7 years old, or 70 years old, I should say. But I'm going to say 1933, and they probably think that's probably when I was born. But no, I wasn't. I'm not that old. But I want to say 1933.
Mike Romeo.
Absolutely correct. It was 1933 when the first tree was lit up in Rockefeller Center. I had no idea that it had been that long. That's pretty cool little thing. Oh, so here's a bit of Christmas trivia for everybody. Americans spend an average of $988 per person on holiday gifts. That is a lot of money for one person. Okay, so let's move on. Who's ready to play some What Am I? I'll give a series of clues, and let's see who can guess what I'm describing. The first object, not there yesterday, not there tomorrow night, opened up on the eve, sharing hope, Love on Yuletide. What am I?
Mike Romeo?
I believe that's Terry, AE7MR. Am I correct?
Yeah, roger, roger. Alpha Echo 7, Mike Romeo. I'm going to say Christmas Eve. I'm probably wrong, but at least I got my voice out there. Alpha Echo 7, Mike Romeo.
You were a little broken up there, Terry. Can you repeat that again, please?
Alpha Echo 7, Mike Romeo. It's probably my Wi-Fi here. I said Christmas Eve, but I probably am wrong. thank you for taking me in. Alpha Echo 7, Mike.
Well, unfortunately, the correct answer is a present. And you get them, some people get them on Christmas Eve. Okay, but thank you for participating and thank you for checking in. It's good to hear you tonight. And unfortunately, incorrect answers get you a fruitcake. Okay, next one. I am a poem of old, talking of the Santa and gifts, written for my children, now a gift for all nice kids. Which poem am I?
KF5RFI.
Yeah, go ahead, Mac.
That would be The Night Before Christmas.
Yes, sir. You are absolutely correct. The Night Before Christmas. And, just as a note, I discovered a new one, a version of it. It's called A Ham's Night Before Christmas. If you all haven't heard that, check it out. There's some recordings of it on YouTube, and it's pretty nice. I kind of like it. So let's move on to the next one. A ballet of yore, a character all right, performed and enjoyed on Christmas night, written in Russia, made in whole, have music that makes you hum along. What am I? Okay, no takers. That is a little tricky one. It's the Nutcracker. Okay, here's another piece of Christmas trivia for you all to ponder. Dried out Christmas trees spark roughly 100 accidental fires each holiday season. So please keep that in mind and be careful. And if you've got live trees, keep them things watered. You don't want to become one of the statistics. Okay, moving on. Riddle me this. Crowning the head of victors since the days of Rome, made of flowers and leaves, a ring in every Christmas home. What am I?
AOF.
Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah, it's what is traditionally I hang on my front door. It's called a wreath.
Yes, sir, you are absolutely correct. A wreath is the correct answer. Okay, so let's play some reindeer games. But first, a question. How many reindeer are featured in the poem, "'Twas the Night Before Christmas"? How many reindeer are featured in the poem, "'Twas the Night Before Christmas"?
KI5RFI, if nobody else has it.
Anybody else out there want to give it a shot? Okay, Mac, looks like it's all up to you to give us the correct answer. Go ahead.
I believe the poem says 8 tiny reindeer.
Yes, sir, you are correct. 8 little reindeer, because there was no Rudolph at the time. He came in the picture a little later. So, yes, that's right, 8. All right, now let's play Name That Reindeer. I'll give you some clues, and let's see if you can name the reindeer. Named after the god of love, rising above the pretty dredges of life, I pull the sleigh to make the way for the presents all night. Who am I? Okay, so that particular reindeer, that's Cupid. All right, next one. I was meant to be great and named for it too. My friends come with me on world trips too. I roam the world just one night, bringing joy and cheer and presents all right. Which reindeer am I? Well, that one's a little tough. That one would be Comet. Next one. My name could mean fast, or I can sew tales and yarns of yore. I work all night to to make very sure Nick goes from door to door. Which reindeer am I?
ALF.
Go ahead, Greg. Give it a shot.
I'm going to say, since he's going from door to door and all that, I'm going to say Dasher.
Yes, sir. That is correct. That was describing Dasher the reindeer. Thank you, sir, for answering that. You get another cookie. Now for something else. What is it called when people go singing from door to door? This one's pretty easy.
RFI.
Go ahead, Mac. What is it called when people go singing from door to door?
That would be caroling.
Yes, sir. Caroling is the correct answer. We don't get that much around here. I live kind of in the mountains, and we're pretty spread out, so caroling really doesn't happen that much around here. But great job. Thank you for answering that, and you get your cookie, too. Okay, my last question for this evening. What does the famous Spanish phrase, Feliz Navidad, mean? What does Feliz Navidad mean?
Victor Echo 7, Papa Golf Kilo, try.
Go ahead, Ken. What is Feliz Navidad?
Merry Christmas?
Yes, sir. You are absolutely correct. Merry Christmas. And that's it for me tonight. But before I turn it over to David, KB9EWG, is there anyone who would like to check in, or do we have any comments for the net tonight? Please call now. All right, with nothing else for me, I want to say 7-3 everyone, and everyone have a Merry Christmas and a blessed New Year. So I'm going to turn it over to David, and this is KO4UMQ, and I'll be standing by.
Well, thank you, Woody. Nice job. Good evening, everybody. KB9EWG here for the last group of questions for the evening here. So we've got a couple bags of goodies here, and a couple of bags of, well, we'll find out what I got for those who answered the wrong questions there. Anyways, good evening all. Let's start off with, what would you stick into an onion when following a traditional bread sauce recipe? KB9EWG.
Victor Echo 7, Papa Golf Kilo, give it a try. How about cloves?
There you go, Ken. That's correct there. And yeah, you get the candy cane there, so I got some of them in my bag. Got a few other stuff in my bag here as well there, so thank you. All right, we're going to go to a riddle here. Clever like a fox, name for one, soar the skies high, pull the sleigh making way, for a Merry Christmas night, who am I? No takers on that. That was Vixen and the Reindeer. All right, let's try this one here. Celebrated among my brethren, referred with a rose, most famous among the pack for my beautiful nose. I have a Christmas song, isn't that fun? For my nose is my name, and the tale's all done. Who am I?
ALF.
Elf, go ahead.
Well, Dave, I think that's a pretty simple one, and I just wanted to get a cookie back from you that you took from me. So I'm going to say Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
That's correct. And, yep, I got a cookie here for you there, so here you go. Okay, next one, we got a question here. In the song 12 Days of Christmas, what was given on the seventh day?
K9WDX, Seven Swans of Swimming.
There you go, Bernie. Seven Swans of Swimming is correct. Did you want a cookie or a candy cane?
How about a compromise? A candy cane-shaped cookie?
there you go. Got that for you as well there, so thank you. All right. What is the name of the last ghost that visits Scrooge in A Christmas Carol?
The Ghost of Christmas Future, K9 K9WDX.
Close enough, yeah. It was the ghost of Christmas yet to come, but close enough to Bernie. You get another candy cape shaped cookie there. Okay. Who wrote, Christmas doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas perhaps means a little bit more. Who wrote that?
Six, Victor. The English teacher says Dr. Seuss.
Well, the English teacher definitely gets a candy cane her way there. How's that sound?
And boy, I don't know what we're going to do with all these candies, but great. Thank you.
Well, we could have the IT department come around and delete your cookies for you if you want.
Well, we'll work something out.
Okay, solid plan there. All right. When was the first Christmas card sent? Who knows the answer to that one?
Oh, let's try 1843, VE7 Papa Golf Kilo.
Ken gets another cookie there. We're going to have the IT department come and take care of his cookies as well. Sounds good there, Ken. Thank you. Okay. What is the name of George Bailey's guardian angel in It's a Wonderful Life?
I think he might have had a last name, which I don't know, but I think the first name was Clarence, K9WDX. I don't know if that's sufficient or not.
Well, I'll give you half a candy cane there. It's Clarence Oddbody. Clarence Oddbody there. Okay, what is the best-selling Christmas song of all time?
Six, Victor. White Christmas. What happened to Bing Crosby?
White Christmas it is. Another cookie down your way there. Okay, real good. We're doing well with these questions here. Excellent. Okay, what are Christmas trees also called?
AF. ALF.
Elf. Go for it.
Okay, I'm going to do this, but you might think it's crazy. First of all, I'm German, so a Christmas tree is called a Tannenbaum, but it's also called a Yule tree.
Yep, Yule tree it is. Good job. Okay, under which type of plant are people supposed to kiss at Christmas time?
Mistletoe, Papa Golf Kilo.
See, I don't know how others supposed to, but they have shipping all these cookies up to Canada there. Yep, there you go, Ken. Mistletoe it is. This is KB9EWG with the Thursday Information Net continuing on here. What type of bird whose name begins with the letter R do you often see on Christmas cards? KB9EWG.
My first thought came to mind was dove, but I thought there's no R in dove. It doesn't begin with an R, so I was thinking dove. But the only bird that I can think of that starts with an R would be a robin. That's actually the Wisconsin state bird. That's what I'm going to say, robin. Or maybe, I don't know if it would be American. No, European robin? I don't know. Whatever. Robin is what my guess is. K9WDX.
Well, you're correct then, too. So I'll get you two cookies there, Bernie. Yep. Robin is the Wisconsin state bird, absolutely, and yes, it is Robin for that also. All right, well, we're about to close tonight's program. Are there any further check-ins, comments, or anybody else have anything for the good of the next here tonight? If so, come now, please. This is KB9EWG Net Control.
Victor Echo 7, Papa Golf Kilo with a comment.
Well, comments are welcome, so go right ahead there, Ken.
Well, my wife and I would like to thank whoever put this together. It was a hoot. I should have photocopied the riddles. I didn't. We did the questions. So from Cindy and I, Merry Christmas, everybody. It was a great night. Have lots of fun. Hopefully we'll catch you guys over the Christmas. 73s from DE7, Papa Golf Kilo, and Victor Echo 7, Charlie Kilowatt Whiskey. Good night.
Bernie, you keyed up, but nothing came through. Go ahead, sir.
Did you say that I keyed up? I don't know how that could have been unless I bumped the microphone or something. K9WDX.
Yeah, I did show you it's transmitting there, and then you unkeyed, but nothing came through. But okay.
Sounds good. Anybody else got any comments or anything else for the good of the net? If so, come now, please. Well, hearing nothing, I got to say, yeah, as Ken had said there, this was a excellent net. A lot of fun, some good trivia, and some good answers there. So, I didn't get to give out any of my coal this evening. I had a bunch of coal here for the wrong answers. I don't give out fruitcake, I give out coal. Anyways, one more time, I'll take a quick standby for check-ins before I secure the net. This is KB9EWG. Okay, hearing nothing else, this has been SCARS UIP. Net schedules and general information may be found on the scarsvoip.com website. That's scarsvoip.com. Thanks for coming by. Ho, 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 ho. And Merry Christmas to all from the SCARS support team. This is KB9EWG closing this session of the SCARS Thursday Information Net. 7-3 to all. Merry Christmas. This is the end from KB9EWG. Don't forget, the podcast should be up available sometime tomorrow, I'm sure. Gordon, I do have a 100% recording, so hopefully if you need a backup, I will have it here. This is KB9EWG. This net is now secured, and the conference is returned to normal amateur use.